Morning, everyone. Just a couple of things real quick. One is just to remind you that this starting next Sunday is the beginning of joint worship services on a regular basis from now until probably the end of summer or the beginning of August. We're not sure. Beginning of September. I'm not exactly sure at this point. We're still in the process of forming this task group. And just to remind you that we look at this as an opportunity for us to do some revisioning in terms of worship, to think about ways in which we are presently addressing the spiritual needs of our congregation and enabling our congregation to feel a sense of God's presence and leading. But know as well that we're always challenged as our community is changing for us to think about how we maybe are falling short from that and how we could do that better. And so that's really what this time is about. For some folks, it feels like we're retreating back to how we used to be, but I think it's important for us to think of it in a different context, and that is to think of it as a pause, a way for us to stop for a moment and allow ourselves to take in God's vision and dream and enable that to lead us into the future. So we'll be giving you updates as we go along, but wanting to just remind you about that it's going to start next Sunday. So next Sunday we'll be gathering 10 o'clock, and the service will look pretty much like it looked today. We'll have the children in with us for a little while, have a children's sermon, children will go off to classroom time, and we'll continue in this worship hour. And we'll continue to give you updates on that. And I did want as well, for a moment, just to thank you all for last Sunday's anniversary celebration and for all of the ways that you all helped to make that a very special event. So thankful to our kitchen crew who made a wonderful lunch. That was the first time that, and in my time here, the first time we'd had a plated lunch rather than a potluck. I did get a couple of comments about, Reverend Derek, we kind of like our potlucks. And I know that. I do know that. And we'll find ways to be able to do the potlucks as well. But just to be able to see you all sit down and then for you all to be served, and to know that that really did help the process of really enabling all of our generations to be together in community. And that was a really important thing as well. As we were celebrating and giving thanks, there were some folks who were there who were not able to be with us on a regular basis, but who took a special opportunity to be with us. Sam and Tommy are not able to come as much. Tosh and Toshi Okamoto are not able to come as often. Helen Akita was here last Sunday. I saw a couple of moments where old friends sat next to each other. So Helen had Barbara wheel her over to Tommy Mitsui, and I saw them greeting each other. Because, you know, as shut-ins, they're not able to, as Helen's the shut-in, and for Sam and Tommy, are not able to come as much. They don't see each other as often as they used to, and yet it was a time for them to renew their old friendship. And I was just so grateful and so blessed by seeing that, and so grateful that you all were a participant in that. That's a new thing for me. I had never been in a church where we celebrate our anniversary every single year, and yet what a joyful experience it was, and so grateful and thankful for all of that and all of the ways that your presence helped to make it a joyful event. So today's scripture passage reminds me of one of the things that we would all acknowledge about this life, and that is there are times when this life just seems like it's coming apart at the seams. We look at our lives and we are challenged each day by just how stressful and the struggles that we go through day to day in our lives. We find that life just is not bringing to us some of the things that we were hoping and dreaming and expecting about our lives, those expectations are frustrated. We live with stresses and struggles each day. We are challenged by what has come to us in this life and wondered if there's maybe more to this life than what we're experiencing in this moment. And then we would acknowledge as well that all of us, we experience tragedies and have struggles and see natural disasters happening to us, our world, and we realize that those as well, they challenge us. We begin to think to ourselves, is this the life that God intends for us? And wonder, the question I think that we ponder in all of this is the question, where is God in all of this? Is God a part of this life, even when life is not playing out the way that we would hope it would? When we feel challenged in this life and face stresses and struggles and see things that sometimes are outside of our control coming apart, we wonder to ourselves, is God present in those moments? That's really what the scripture reading is all about from Isaiah this morning. It's written by a people who are living in exile, and they are asking themselves the very same question. They are have been torn away from their homeland. They've lost their homes, and they've lost their land. Now, losing land, of course, is a big thing, but one of the things that's really important for us to remember is that for the people of Israel, this was a land that was promised to them by God. They saw this land as their birthright, and they saw it as an expression of God's favor, that as they came into this land, they saw it as a promised land, and it was for them a sign of God's grace and God's favor in their lives. And so when they're ripped out of that land and taken into captivity as an exile into Babylon, they not only lose their home, but they lose their identity as well. They lose that sense that they are chosen of God, that they are children of God, and feel bereft from that. They've lost their temple. They've lost the life that they've known and are taken into captivity into Babylon. So as you hear the passage this morning, I'm hoping that you'll hear it in that particular context, because that's the exact question they're asking. What happened to the life that God had promised to us? We are in a place where we are experiencing great hardship and suffering. We are away from the homeland that God had promised to us. And our lives are so challenged by just living day to day in a land that is foreign for us, and living amongst a people who do not accept us as God's chosen of Israel. And so the people who are hearing the prophet Isaiah talk are thinking about it in that context. They are asking themselves this very same question. And to that question, Isaiah says, "Have you not known? Have you not heard? Do you not understand?" And he begins to talk about God in the context of the creative arc of God. The idea that the God who created the universe is the God who is with you now. Do you not remember how God has been with you throughout your history? That God has been a part of liberating you from slavery in Egypt. God has been with you as you have wandered in the wilderness and led you to the promised land. God has been with you in the lives that you had created in your homeland as you were in the temple and living in the promised land and living fruitful lives, that God was with you. And though you might feel that God is not with you now, you might forget that story. The passage reminds us how important memory is in those moments when we feel torn away from God's promise. That when we can allow our memories to go back into our lives, that even as we might in this particular moment feel that we are in a place where we are separated from God, and that somehow we wonder whether God is with us, it is our memory that enables us to recognize that arc of our own lives. It's so easy for us to get caught in the present moment and all of the things that we are feeling and all of the ways that we are struggling just to make it day by day. But when we open that picture up and begin to look at the arc of our own lives, we think about it not in the context of just our own life, but in the arc of history as well. Then we connect ourselves to the biblical story and say, as we read about God who created the universe, who created the earth and the skies and the sea, who created all living things. When we hear the story of the people of Israel being liberated from slavery and realize that that's a biblical story that we are a part of as a part of God's salvation history, that as we continue to articulate that biblical narrative, we see the goodness of God playing itself out even as we might not experience that in this present moment. But we allow ourselves to breathe in that narrative and say, we have seen God and the majesty and the miracles of an extravagant God that has provided for God's people all through history. And even in that provision, they have gone through ups and downs, trials and tribulations, times when they have felt that they are separated from God. And yet, God has returned to express a faithfulness that enables them to know that God has not left them, that God is with them, even in their trials and struggles. And though they might not feel it in that present moment, when they allow themselves to breathe into that arc, they realize in that biblical narrative that the story of God in their lives continues on. And though they might not experience it in that moment, God and God's creative presence and spirit and power continues to move inside of them. And then for the people of Israel as well, they remind us as well that when we look at our own lives, even in those moments when we feel like we are experiencing deep hardship and suffering, even in the midst of our lives, when we look back on our lives and look at how we've gotten to the place where we are now, we realize that the goodness of God has given to us a sense of blessing. We've experienced the fullness of God's blessings. We've experienced fulfillment that God has graced us with. We've experienced love and family and joy. We have in our lives experienced all of that in the arc of our own life story. That doesn't mean there was not hardship and struggle in the midst of all of those. And yet, in the midst of our hardship and struggle, we realize that our story also reminds us of the ways that God has pulled us out of those hardships and struggles and brought us to a place where we are experiencing again the fullness of God's blessings and presence in our life. That's what it is to be a child of an extravagant God. Even as we might feel that we are not fully experiencing that extravagance now, when we look at the arc of our lives, we realize that God has been with us and that God's presence continues to abide with us. And sometimes it's just that memory that gives to us hope and enables us to continue to move on in this life, even when we are facing great struggles and wonder where God is and feel that God might not care, that we remember our story of our life together with God and say, we trust that even as we might not experience that presence now, that we know that God has creative power, that God established the universe with. That creative power is working in our lives too. And from that, God will bring forth newness. We might not see it yet. Those seeds might still be buried in the ground and not yet sprouting. And yet, we place our hope and trust in a God who has provided and promises that he will provide today and in our future. Now, as we think about this life, we realize that in the complexity of this life, it's easy for us to think that we're coming to the end of our universe and our own lives. As we experience the stresses and struggles of our daily life, we wonder. You know, we see these natural disasters that are happening in communities that are being devastated. And yet, if we allow our memories to go back, we have seen that devastation before. And we have seen God's creative spirit bring forth resources that have enabled communities to be reborn. We've seen wars in this world that have felt like they were going to tear our world apart. And yet we know that God's creative spirit continues to work even in wartime to be able to say that there is a spirit of good and love and promise that reminds us that even in the context of war, that God's creative purposes are working and that God will pull us through this and bring us forth to new life. Now, as I'm talking about it in this way, I'm not trying to minimize the nature of the realities that we are living in. There is no doubt that the stresses and struggles of this life, people who are living in war, people who are experiencing hardship, I'm not trying to minimize those because for every single person, those kinds of experiences, they can debilitate us. But what I am trying to say is that God's creative spirit is continuing to work in those places. And as we continue to experience the fullness of that gift, that we can know that that is where we can place our trust and our hope, that the God who has been there will be there again. And so as we look at our lives, we realize how great a challenge that is for us. We've heard it said, and people are talking about how the politics that we are living in now and the divisiveness that we are experiencing, the president who is a part of all of that. We hear those people talking, saying, we wonder whether democracy will survive. We wonder whether it is possible for us to find a sense of unity amidst a government that seeks to divide us in every circumstance. And yet we remember that we have had that same kind of leadership before in this country's history. And we made it through that. And so we see even in these present moments that God's creative spirit is working and moving and bringing forth those who would take on that creative spirit to bring forth new life. I've heard people tell me that they worry that Donald Trump is going to tear this nation apart. But I know that there are those other voices that say that Donald Trump is bringing forth a new community of activists who are bringing forth a spirit of unity amidst all that seeks to divide us in our government. And that there are those who are rising up right now who are responding to the circumstances that we are in, and they are saying, we refuse to be silent as our government seeks to pull us apart. That is God's creative spirit that is moving in our midst and saying that this that seeks to tear us apart will not be victorious. And that is also true for our lives as well. I believe that God is planting God's creative spirit in every single moment, even those that feel like God is not there and that life is too hard and that we are stressed and struggling every day just to make ends meet, just to continue on, to make it through the life transitions that we are going through. God is still present with us in that. God continues to plant seeds of creative spirit that will bring forth the blessing of new life, even if we cannot see it. For every moment that there is an experience of racism, there is a spirit of God's creative power moving within that speaks to a person like Martin Luther King and says, stand up and speak my word. And know that as you do, you have the power to bring forth miracles and the transformation of this life. For every Calcutta that there is in this world, there's a spirit that speaks to a Mother Teresa and says, stand up and know that you are to serve. And in doing so, you are bringing forth my creative power and spirit that will transform this world. For every World War II experiences of war and experiences of incarceration, there's a spirit that speaks to a Gordon Hirabayashi, a Fred Korematsu, that speaks to young men who enlist in the 442, that says, we will do what's right, even in the midst of the oppression and injustice that we are feeling in these moments. And it isn't that God's creative spirit is moving amongst us, planting seeds that will enable us to move through these hardships and find even still the gift of new life and of hope and of promise every single day of this life. Now, as I'm speaking this word to you, I know that it's sometimes difficult for us to think it in those terms because we're caught in the moment when we are experiencing the glass as being half empty. We struggle each day to wonder whether God really cares and God is really present and whether we are going to be able to make it through the transitions that we are going through, the challenges that we face every single day of our lives and outside of our own life existence, seeing the world that we are living in and all of the ways that these conflicts continue to move in and decimate people and their life story. Is God present in all of that? What the prophet Isaiah says to us that reminds us that God is there is to say, have you not known? Have you not heard? Do you not remember the God who established this earth, who brought forth the skies and the seas and the earth, the God who provided for the people of Israel and led them through the promised land, the God who provided David to lead and establish a people, a God who provided Jesus Christ to remind us that God is with us in every circumstance, the God that provided a Paul to establish God's church, the God who provided a Mother Teresa and a Martin Luther King and a Fred Korematsu and a Gordon Hirabayashi, that God is still working here and now. And as that God still works, we find our sense of hope. We find that hope in memory. We find that hope in promise. We find that hope as its spirit moves inside of us, believing that God's creative intent and purposeful intent toward goodness and love, it is present and working in our lives right now. And though we cannot see it, though we do not feel it, it is there. And if we look at the arc of creation and of our own life story, we have seen it before. And we pray and trust that we will see it again. And so my prayer this day for all of us is that if that is speaking to you where you are sitting, if you wonder how it is that God is with you when you've lost a loved one, if you wonder about the stresses and struggle of your life and ask yourself the question, Is God moving me into something new, or am I just stuck here? As we go through our life transitions and see the challenges of aging taking place amongst all of us, as we see the challenges of moving from our working life into retirement, as we see the challenges of our youth and young adults who are trying to make a go of it in this life, you might ask the question, is God with me? Where is God present? How is God leading me through this? But my prayer is that as you find yourself connected to this arc of history, and as you remember your own life story, that as it has been, so it will be. What you have seen before, you will see again. That what God has done in this life, God will continue to do. And as God does that for us, we know that God is establishing the kingdom of God in us and through us for all of creation. And so my prayer this day is that this word from Isaiah might speak to you again. Have you not known? Have you not heard? Do you not understand? Do you not remember? And if you don't, allow yourself to breathe in that story once again. Because as you do, what you will come to experience is the blessings of an abundant and extravagant God. And it is in that that we place our trust and hope that God will be with us in every circumstance. And we will experience new life and rebirth, even in those moments when we are feeling that we've come to the end of our road. God is going to lay down roots that would enable us to experience a fruitfulness and a fullness that comes with the blessings of being a part of God's creation and the gift that we have received as children of God. We know that blessing, that abundant and extravagant blessing that gives us hope for the future. Let's join our hearts together for a word of prayer. Gracious God, we are thankful to you that you are with us in every circumstance. There are times when we wonder where you are. We cannot help but acknowledge, oh God, we must confess that there are times in our lives when life is just so hard and we have lost so much and our hearts have been broken over and over again that we ask, oh God, where are you? We wonder if you are present in our circumstances, if you care about who we are and what we are going through. But you remind us, oh God, through the words of the prophet Isaiah today, that we are never alone, that you are the God who has created this universe. You are the God who has created the earth and the skies and the seas. You are the God who has created all living beings. And it is you, oh God, who says, I am with you. You may not see me now, but I am with you. As I have been, so I will be. The blessings that you have experienced in this life may be difficult to remember, but as you allow your minds and hearts and spirits to go back, you will see that my hand has been guiding you all along, and that though it may feel as if I am absent, I continue to lead you, you tell us. And so we give thanks to you, O God, for this gift. We thank you, O God, that as we wait upon you, as we place our trust in you, we know that you will renew our strength. You will allow us to mount up with wings like eagles. You will allow us to run and never grow weary. You will allow us to walk and not faint because you are leading us and guiding us and moving us into your promised land. And so we pray, O God, that you would continue to remind us of this vision. Allow our hearts and our minds and our spirits to be grounded in this memory. And let us always give thanks for the ways that you have worked in creation and in our lives. And allow us, O God, to trust you. And allow us to experience the fullness of your love. And as we do, O God, we are thankful that you continue to move in our lives, leading us always to the promised land that you have for us, a land of fruitfulness and joy, a land of love and goodness, a land of hope and promise. We pray these things, O God, to you, thankful for the words of the prophet Isaiah and the memory that is stirred within us that reminds us that you are with us in every circumstance. We pray these things in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.